Today we go ahead with the question. So, Dhritarashtra said, "What did the sons of Pandu and also my people do when they assembled together on the holy field of Kurukshetra eager to fight, O Sanjaya?" In the entire Gita, this is the only uttering of the blind king Dhritarashtra. All the remaining verses are Sanjaya's report to him about the happenings at the battlefield of Kurukshetra just before the war. The battlefield is called Dharmkshetra or the sacred field because the Lord, who is the protector and embodiment of Dharma, was actively present in it. Kurukshetra means the field of Kurus, a leading clan of that era. This question of Dhritarashtra exhibits a sense of anxiety in him on two counts. If Pandavas decide not to undertake the war, his sons will automatically get the kingdom. And in such an event, the stigma of waging the unrighteous war might not stick to his covetous and deceitful sons. And if his sons decide not to wage the war, they will lose the kingdom that was earlier acquired by them through deceit, because of which they will be as good as dead. Such was the anxiety in the king's mind because of the greatness and spiritual atmosphere of the field of the battle. He says, "My people and Pandu's sons." This sort of divisive reference to one and the same family members indicates the absence of the sense of familiarity and closeness with regards to Pandavas, and thereby betrays hostility towards them. This sense of pair of opposite, mindness and not mindness, is the result of Ahamkara or the I-ness, which is the source of all evil. The conflict between the two groups represent a clash between the two sets of values, one standing for virtue, justice and righteousness, taking a legitimate claim for the kingdom lost through deceit and treachery, and the other for the vice, injustice, greed, hunger for power and foul means employed to justify the ends. It indirectly indicates that life itself is a battle between good and evil. Next, we go ahead with the two armies. Sanjaya said, "Having seen the army of the Pandavas drawn up in the battle, King Duryodhan then approached his teacher Drona and spoke these words." Duryodhan was thinking all along that it might not be possible for the Pandavas to mobilize forces strong enough to face his own huge army. But what he saw on the battlefield unnerved his position, and hence he rushed to his teacher and exclaimed, "Behold, O teacher, this mighty army of the sons of Pandu, arrayed by the son of Drupada, your wise disciple. Here are heroes, mighty archers, equal in battle to Bhima and Arjuna, Yudhanya, Virata and Drupada, the great chariot warrior, Dhrika, Setu, Chetana and the valiant king of Kasi, Purujit, Kunti, Bhoja and Sayaba, the best among men. The courageous Yudhyamanyu, the brave Uttamaju, Subhadra and the sons of Draupadi, all chariot warriors. Know also, O best among the twice born, the names of those who are most distinguished amongst ourselves, the leader of my army. This I relate to you for your information. Yourself and Bhishma and Karna and Kripa, the victorious in war, Ashwasthama and Vikarna, Jayadratha, the son of Somadatta, and many other heroes, also well skilled in warfare and armed with many weapons, are here, ready to lay their lives for my sake. Our army defeated by Bhishma is insufficient, but the army of theirs defended by Bhima is sufficient. Now, all of you being stationed in your respective positions in the division of the army guard Bhishma alone, by all means, by using the words 'your talented pupil,' Duryodhan sarcastically told Drona that he was a mere simpleton to teach the art of warfare to the son of Drupada, who was standing before him to kill no other person than his teacher himself. Duryodhan perceived the army of Pandavas as formidable because of his own guilty consciousness and the doubts about the loyalty of his chief warriors. A list of all names of the mighty warriors in the Pandavas army was given. The twice born, which refers to the Brahminical background of Drona, Duryodhan implied that Drona, a Brahmin and therefore being timid by nature and given a peaceful life, might be soft towards his students no matter to which side they may belong to. Receiving no response from Drona, despite his long speech, and to make amends for his censuring tongue, Duryodhan enumerated the names of the warriors of his side also. exaggerating their qualities in order to look self-confident and hide his nervousness. Duryodhan felt that his army led by Bhishma was insufficient because of the latter's softness towards the Pandavas, and the other led by Bhima as sufficient because of its high morale and efficiency. He ordered full protection to Bhishma from all sides and by all means, not only to please him but to emphasize his important place in the entire Kaurava army. He was fully aware that Bhishma were to be eliminated, his whole edifice would collapse.